for Americans looking to file a Freedom of Information Act request, and there are a lot of them. The Justice Department's Office of Information Policy has launched a national FOIA portal. They say it'll be a one-stop online shop through which to send a FOIA request to any federal agency. Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman has been following this, and he joins me now with more. Jory, why did they do this?
The purpose of this is to make the process of filing an online FOIA request easier than ever. And this is actually the product of a lot of things that have been leading up to this moment. First of all, we've seen a spike in FOIA requests over the years. In fiscal 2017, there were 800,000 FOIA requests across government, and that's an increase of nearly 50% since 2010.
Which is kind of interesting, since 2010 we've supposed to have been having this big transparency movement, and yet FOIA requests nearly go up by half again.
Maybe some inquisitive minds, but a lot of this is also we've seen an uptick because of the start of the Trump administration. And there really early on in 2017, we saw a rise in requests that had Trump in the name. There was, of course, some questions about Trump and the lease with the GSA for his hotel in downtown D.C. So there are a lot of things that people who maybe aren't in the weeds of the FOIA community were starting to enter this process and maybe weren't sending the most sophisticated of FOIA requests.
But nevertheless, the government has to respond to the ones it gets in, whether they think it's sophisticated or not, right?
Right. So this is a lot of the part of the process here is to try and make this as explainable as possible to this somewhat Byzantine process. We also saw a hiring freeze under the Trump administration that had a negative impact on the FOIA backlog that a lot of agencies have been trying to reduce. Also under the Trump administration, we've seen a big IT modernization push, an emphasis on improving online government services. To give you an example, in February, USDA launched Farmers.gov, and that's meant to be a one single space for USDA's customers, a lot of them farmers looking for loans or what have you, to find the services that they're looking for without having to navigate dozens and dozens of USDA.gov websites. In 2015, the Veterans Affairs Administration launched Vets.gov, very similar concept to be what they called a front door for nearly 1,000 VA websites. Also, the simplest answer to all of this is that Congress made them. In 2016, they passed the FOIA Improvement Act, and it made them do just this, work with OMB to set up a one-stop shop, as they call it, to file FOIA requests across government.
All right, so you've got a couple of phenomenon going on. One is that the idea of a central portal for data seems to be taking hold, and this is one more, like the blue buttons and so on, and the farmers.gov. There's a song in that somewhere, the farmers.gov. I'll think of it. And then at the same time, on the FOIA front itself, you've got this big uptick that has been happening since 2010. All right, so what can this new portal do that the old FOIA gov couldn't?
So besides being a one-stop shop for FOIA requests to send a request to any one of 400 offices and 116 agencies, it also does a really good job of explaining what every agency does. Tom, you and I know that sometimes the federal government doesn't do a great job of explaining what each agency does. Sometimes they have some very kooky names for different agencies, and they don't do a great job of explaining what necessarily they do. So this new website, it gives you a lot of bullet points from the get-go that help you file your request. It gives you a couple of bullet points about the agency mission, and it gives you a better sense of whether they might have the records that you're looking for. It also tells you what records the agencies wouldn't have. To give you an example, the American Battle Monuments Commission page tells you that they wouldn't have military service records, they wouldn't have casualty lists, or they wouldn't have information on burials in the United States.
Yeah, there's probably no one place that you can go for that. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman. My question is, if a FOIA comes in and someone wants that kind of information and they send it to the American Battle Monuments Commission and they really want a burial record, will it then get forwarded to, say, VA, which operates most of the cemeteries, or to the Army, which operates Arlington National Cemetery, or do they just simply tell you, go somewhere else?
You know, I think that remains to be seen, Tom. I think at this point, What the obligation is for the American Battle Monuments Commission right now would just be to say, sorry, we don't have those records. Maybe a step later would be, sorry, we don't have it, but maybe Army or someone else does.
Yeah, I smell an artificial intelligence application coming. How did DOJ get this site up and running? Is it up and running, and who built it?
Well, it is. It launched last week. just in time for Sunshine Week, which is a big moment for the requester community. So they worked with Justice's Chief Information Officer and 18F, GSA's Digital Services Agency, to help build this portal. OIP received a total of $1.8 million to stand up the website and keep it running. In the future, 17 agencies that receive a bulk of FOIA requests will help fund the portal. And that's actually a pretty big sticking point that has been argued over in the past. So the fact that these agencies were able to come together and agree to foot the bill, and this is in a way, is pretty big news, actually.
Yeah. Well, if it costs $1.8 million to set it up, maybe it costs $1 million to keep it running, maybe. And so if 17 agencies divide it up and spend $1 million among them, then, you know, it's practically petty cash, really, to keep it going.
Split amongst them, it's really not so bad.
Do we have any feedback yet from the FOIA requesters themselves? Have they reviewed the site, and do we know what they think of it?
Well, like I said, Monday kicks off Sunshine Week, and that's a big moment for the government transparency community. Reporters and government officials, they all kind of get together, hold these events, and really do a state of public transparency. And so the Sunlight Foundation, which has been a big heavy lifter with OMB, with GSA, with the Justice Department to get this portal online, they said that this is a significant improvement over the old FOIA.gov. So they're pretty happy about it. Everyone else seems to really think this is a net positive.
But people can still mail in or carry in a FOIA request if they so desire.
Sure. That old paper process still works. But like everything else, just because the government introduces a new digital service doesn't mean they have the luxury of shuttering old services. They still have to keep those going.
And at the announcement of the site, did they say anything about improving the process to fulfill FOIA requests that takes place in the background after you've submitted something through the website? Because the website doesn't go pull the papers.
No, what the website does now is it will give you, before you even file a request, an estimated window of how long it'll take to process. So it says simple requests, it'll take, 36 days. Complicated requests, it'll take, maybe double that or triple that. It'll give you a number of business days to process those requests.
And at one time, I think the oldest FOIA request still unfulfilled went back to the 1980s. I wonder if they ever did fill that one.
There's a lot of cases of that, Tom, and it's always fun to see what does and doesn't get answered.
All right. Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out his story now online at federalnewsradio.com, our portal to all the federal information you might need.